Dave Moore on Today FM.
How you doing over there? You all right?
Doing all right. Here's trouble. Here she is.
Are you talking about me?
What else will we be talking about?
Come on now.
How are you, Dolores?
How are you?
Good to see both of you.
You too.
Listen, yes, you too.
I have to congratulate you guys because when we spoke last time, you weren't even engaged.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. We had so much fun. We had a bit of crack with you.
You did. Dolores, I had so much fun with you and Paul, and I'm so glad you're back because I've been dying to talk to you. And then in the meantime, you met Shannon from Today FM on a red carpet, and you showed me the ring, and you invited me to your hen party.
Yes, yes. Come to my... I have to have a hen party, but I think I'm going to film some things coming up. Yeah.
Hold on. Here's the ring, everybody. Look at that, Dolores. I mean, I'm no expert, but is that 11 carats?
I don't know. Paul won't tell me. Paul,
In total.
See, in New Jersey, we say in total.
Right.
T-O-D-A-L.
Total.
He says total.
Total. Well, he hasn't lost his accent, even after all those years. We respect that.
Yeah.
No, it seems like when he gets in front of one of you guys and he wants to have a bit of crack, it gets a little heavier.
Yeah.
Well, I'm one of those people too, Polly. Like,
did you hear what he just said? I heard what he just said. You didn't hear what he just said. There's no crack over here. Oh, I'm sorry. Red carpets, movie premieres, restaurants, meeting the greatest people, but it's boring. Bring him back on the other side of the pond.
Spice bag and a can of Guinness.
He's bored. Give him a spice bag and his 89 or whatever that ice cream is.
99. Well remembered. That's very impressive, Dolores. Very impressive. Okay, so tell me, have you started filming Real Housewives? The new has it begun?
Soon.
Okay.
Like, very soon.
Very soon.
We don't have a lot of time.
They're charging the batteries.
Okay.
For the cameras.
Okay.
I would like to have a couple of days away before we start to do that, because I feel like it's going to be a banger of a season.
Oh, I'd say so. Because, I mean, obviously, famously, the last season didn't have its traditional conclusion. We discussed this because some of the toxicity was there and you guys had this filmed separately kind of ending to it, which was great because we still got an ending. But I guess it wasn't traditional. But do you think now when you guys come back that maybe some of this drama will be a little bit less intrusive?
Well, they've done a little bit of a mix-up with the cast. They didn't bring the whole cast back.
Right.
They only brought three of us. So now the new girls coming in, we got to see how we mesh with them and what drama comes out of that and how the men get along. I hear some of them are very Italian.
Right. Paul's reaction to that is John. Oh, boring. Right. Okay.
More Italian.
You know, when something happens, when somebody's coming in, they want to make a name for themselves,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know how that's going to pan out.
The Irish man in the corner will make sure everyone's
a good referee.
Themselves.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I have to say, I'm tired. I am tired, and I've been so grateful and so lucky to be asked and have the opportunities that have come my way since my show has been on hold. I've grown a lot, and that means a lot to me. So I'm really grateful for that.
Well, speaking of being tired,
I would imagine,
and I mean, like. Yeah. You don't just have, like, you know, the one exciting engagement in the house to deal with, because that would be enough. Instead, both of your children are engaged at the same time. So that was happening.
Look at this guy. He has come a long way since we first met him. You have done your homework.
Because
you are really watching.
Yeah, but also,
we gotta talk more.
You invited me to your hen party. I can't go to the hen party and be like, who's that? Like, I've got to know. You know what I mean? I've got to be clued.
That's true. And he's right. And you know, a lot of new housewives make that mistake. They come into the business, and I kind of schooled Rhode Island. I said they weren't familiar with the franchises and the women. They would watch an episode here and there, but you really have to know. And I said to them, you really, when you meet these women, you better know who you're talking to.
That's good advice.
So they're working on it, and they aren't. So when you come to my hen party, you'll know everyone. I'll make sure I'll send you a list. I'll send you the invite list so that when you get there, you'll be able to talk to everyone.
And all I want is an itemized, like, little picture of everybody beside their name.
Party. Sure, yeah. No.
Are you going to take me to Ireland to have a hen party? Will you set it up for me?
That wouldn't be me. You should go by yourself and have a hen party.
Okay, but you can make it. Paul plans the best parties.
No, okay. I'll plan it with Paul, but I'll be the guy on the boots on the ground here in Ireland.
Give me the boots on the ground.
He's way too into this hen party.
It's gone too far for Dolores. She preferred me when I was more standoffish.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's go back to the thing I was asking, though, which is, like, literally, you've got three engagements in the house at once. Is that right?
Yes, we do. It's very rare. I ChatGPT'd it. It's so rare. It's beautiful. And, you know, I've been divorced forever, like 27 years. And, you know, when you're raising your kids and you're looking at them, there's a lot of things you envision for them, right? You envision where they're going to work, how they're going to live, who they're going to marry. Are they going to be happy? Are they going to be okay? But never do you think we're all going to be engaged at the same time.
Of course.
My son did get engaged first, so his wedding's going to be in Portugal.
And does he then automatically grab the first wedding slot?
He gets the first spot. Yeah.
Great move. Okay, so Portugal for that one.
Yes.
And then we're second. So I want to have a big New Year's Eve. Do you want to come if I have a big New Year's Eve party wedding?
Oh, my God. Like, yes, of course I want
you
to
come.
You
could see all the Bravo people.
Yeah, imagine.
Because our dream wedding would be a New Year's Eve big party. Not like a wedding, blah, blah, blah. But like.
Come on. Like, yeah, great. It's going to be a wedding. But we want to really make it, you know, nice thing for everybody, not just us.
That's what it's all about. It's about everyone who's there is there for you guys. I always remember that from my wedding. It was such a beautiful thing. You look around the room and you're like, everyone's here for us. So let's have a party and celebrate it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Give me a ballpark number that would make you happy in terms of guest numbers. Like, what are we talking here?
300 or 400, right? 500.
Marrying an Irish man, what about some Irish wedding traditions? So, like, I'm thinking about, like, maybe just after midnight, after New Year's, everyone's clinking their glasses. They're all very excited, but the meal has been a fair while ago. Paul, you got to roll out.
Fish and chips.
No, even better. Brendan's bread, Kerrygold, and Taylor crisps. Taylor crisp sandwiches.
Has to be.
Oh, give us some other ideas. So that would be like the to-go gift.
No, you just put them on the table. You put them on the table and you just throw sandwiches there. All the women get up and butter the bread and stuff. And that's what we used to do.
No women are buttering
500
bread.
Lunatics buttering bread. Kerrygold, by the way.
Yeah, I think you could probably bring out the buttered bread. Let's let the staff take care of that much, Paul. And then everyone could add their own crisps.
I'm getting excited.
Global talent, that's the way we used to do it.
True. You know? I mean, other traditions, like, obviously, at some point, Dolores, the men need to tie their ties around their heads. And then
song
Maniac 2000 needs to play out at 1,000 decibels.
That's it. We'll bring Mark McCabe over.
Yes, I know him well. I'll grab him for you.
I know Mark pretty well.
There you go.
We should bring him over. Do a special guest.
Oh, imagine.
I don't know. I'm getting excited about this party right now.
We should test it in Portugal for your son. We'll do a trial run.
A trial run of whatever the Portuguese potatoes are. Try that.
Yeah. Chips.
Listen, I'm going to leave it up to Paul.
It'll be fun. You'll be there. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. No question. And tell me this, Lawrence. What about the moment he popped the question? Was it everything you dreamed of? Did he do it in an Apple store?
So
I wanted to do it at ESB, but I wasn't at home.
Right, okay.
Here's the thing. That's where we met.
Yeah.
Paul put a lot of thought into this, and where we actually met in the Apple store is where we got engaged.
That is just so beautiful.
We get to the Apple store and he's being very sentimental, which, you know, isn't like the full-on Irish guy thing.
You look nice.
He said, I look nice. And I was like, I don't know if he's okay today. All right.
So then he's just a bit hormonal.
To the women. He was starting to talk to the women about how we met here. And I'm like, I think something's wrong with this guy. So then we get closer to the table and now he's saying, you've made my life. He said all these beautiful things to me that I'd never heard from him.
Wow.
You've changed my life and you've made my life so much better. And I thought he was having a stroke. He was beet red and soaking wet. I thought he was going to start talking like backwards or slurring his words. I didn't know. So I touched his shirt and he was soaking wet. And I'm like, oh, you're having a stroke. And then he got down on one knee and he took the ring out, but he kept it in the box, so he was fumbling because the box didn't fit in his pocket.
This sounds like the worst proposal. Come on, like, put some nice spin on it.
Did you see the ring? It's very nice.
By the way, Dave, I took out the ring and I said, do not go down on one knee because she'll know straight away
you're
going to give it away.
Yeah. Right?
So I'm convincing myself to stay up as I want to go down. And then I eventually get the courage to go down on one knee. And I'm talking to her. She just takes the ring out and kind of puts on her. I was about to say, it's not for you.
No. Oh, beautiful. That was the most surprised. And he said the most beautiful things to me. But, you know, it was like a blur to me now. So I want to remember, and I want him to say those things back to me every day. But I haven't gotten him to say it since.
You look nice.
As soon as all of the, you know, excitement of it, like, stopped for a second, I thought, oh, they're going to make fun of him so bad for this.
And they did.
They don't know what they're talking about.
I met my fella at a dumpster, but I'm not proposing to him at a dumpster.
Oh, and then somebody said, I met my guy at McDonald's. I don't want to get engaged there. But when I came home, there was 1,000 roses and candles all through the house.
Wow.
Dozens and dozens of roses everywhere. And video and camera. And he said, go upstairs, get dressed, and let's take proper pictures.
Incredible.
So we did. And then, of course, I had to go to work.
So we get in the car. We're driving away. So I'm thinking 1-2 years. You know, this will be good. We'll plan it out.
Yeah.
5 minutes in the car. When are we getting married?
Wow. I thought you were going to settle into this, Laura. Be comfy in the engagement.
Yeah. I've been here for 4 years.
Yeah, that's true.
How much more do you want me to settle in? I'm 55. I mean, do you want me to settle into the grave?
Listen, we should go back to Real Housewives really quick. Like, so talk to me. Like, so you haven't started filming yet. They're bringing 3 main cast members back. But how many extras, how many new girls are coming in? Do you know?
I heard a lot. I heard like 5.
5 new.
Maybe
okay.
6. I'm not very sure. I don't know who they are. I do know that they are not all Italian.
Okay.
So they're going to be, it's going to be kind of a more diverse crowd.
Yep.
And all different, you know, all different places. They live in New Jersey. Some live up the street. Some live like an hour away. And they have very different lifestyles.
Okay.
So I'm curious.
They got big shoes to fill. That's all I'm saying.
I think that the girls who I think are coming, they haven't told us yet who they've chosen, who I think they're used to kind of a different life, like having the time to themselves every day. That's over.
That's gone. Yeah.
It's like, wake up, have your off already, hair, makeup, get ready. You got to be at a scene.
Mm.
And and every time you leave your house, you're a housewife now.
Yep.
You're in the mall. Like, you can't cut people off. You can't tell people you're constantly on. And that's what people wait for, that one moment you let your guard down. It's over.
That's why it's great being on the radio. Nobody knows who I am. I can cut in front of anybody.
I don't know. Everybody knows you. I said to my girls upstairs, they were doing my hair and makeup. I have a bunch of stuff today, and I told them where I was going to be. They're like, I know that. You were on there before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I love it. Actually, come here, talk very quickly, because obviously you went on Traders as well. Did you see the most recent series of Traders with Maura from Ireland?
Maura.
She's beautiful. Her clothes are amazing. All the girls want to emulate her.
Yeah.
Her knees got weak when he told her. Right. I was like gutted for her.
Typical Irish broad, cool as ice.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that's it.
But then she got that Birkin bag out of it, so you know.
But he got $250,000 out of it.
There is that.
Maura's going to make that money 10 times over.
That's what we seem to be thinking, yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, you guys are doing great. I'm so excited for everything that's going on in your family. It's going to be so exciting. I'll be at the hen party. I'll be at the New Year's Eve wedding party.
100%.
For the camera again, show everybody what you got on your finger, because we've got to see it. Look at this. That man, he knows what he's doing.
Good man. Good man. Paul did a good job.
Did well.
He did.
Now everybody wants an Irish man.
Well, I'm not surprised. We're great.
You are.
Paul, Dolores, thank you guys so much for taking the time. I know how busy you are. I really appreciate it. It's great to catch up. Come home soon and we'll do it in person again, all right?
I'd love to come home soon. I do miss it.
Okay.
I really miss it. So we'll be back.
We'll get you back soon. All right?
All right.
Thanks.
Dave Moore on Today FM.